San Bonan. We have as our agenda committee business, one of the urgent committee businesses that we have to sort out is agreeing on the committee report. We have to submit it 24 hours before budget debate, so in all likelihood, or for all practical reasons, we've got to submit it by Monday, and therefore we must approve that one today. Then we have minutes, I suspect, and then just a for your information on the ICASA matter after our discussions, we can only look at the ICASA matter. So for me, what's important is the draft report, and then we see the judicial inspectors at 11 o'clock. We are five. If Nguni comes, I'm not sure if he's back in Cape Town, we'll be six. If Ndogo comes, we will be seven. And we might still need one more person. We need eight for a call. We might have to go and borrow three people somewhere. But I do think we must continue with it. I do think we must continue with it. And at the time of adoption, if we don't have sufficient members, we will go and look for members. Similarly, I beg your pardon with the minutes. And then, of course, the CASA thing is really for information and how do we want to proceed with that matter. And at 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by the inspecting judge and his team. Is that fine? Thank you very much. Can we then get straight into the minutes of the 8th of May? And members would have had those minutes. Oh, no. Abraham, have you had an apology from Abraham? Okay, he might join us also. 8th of May. We had a briefing by the AG. And we had a briefing by the department. Are there any changes on page one? On page two? On page three? On page four, page five, on page six, on page seven, on page eight, on page nine, on page 10, on page 11, page 12, page 30, and page 40. All right, we'll defer until we have a quorum, but are there any matters that jump out at you that you'd want us to discuss on the report? just to recall, the AG gave us his dashboard assessment, which we all welcomed and would use as a platform for our quarterly visit. And then, of course, we had the discussions around the DG's, I beg your pardon, the DCS's interventions, actions around the riots in our cells and the use of technology to assist in the management. And of course, we concluded by saying that this must be an ongoing matter. We couldn't conclude it last week because we didn't think that it was going to be useful to have a further discussion on this matter at that last meeting. Anything that jumps out that members want to talk to, I think we had covered most of the stuff in that meeting. All right, so it's just about adoption when we have five members, when we get our quorum. That's fine. In terms of the ICASA matter, because it's related, you'd recall that the head of the security indicated that it was not a matter of the department not wanting to use jamming systems, but that rather it was a prohibition from ICASA. So we've given you that document. Cindy and I don't seem to be on the same page, but that's the beauty of all of us. My understanding is that the department has leeway to enact legislation to enable the department to put in jamming systems and therefore be in line with what is law. Cindy seems to have a different view, but we're giving it to you so that you are yourselves able to decide what it is that you do. Cindy, I think maybe we should also try and get some legal opinion about it. But because when we meet with the department at the next quarterly meeting, if indeed this is the accurate interpretation that our hands are tied, it means that we must look for amendments at another level. But if the interpretation that I have is the correct one that says we have the leeway as the justice cluster, then maybe we should be lobbying for DCS to maybe start introducing it. But because there's this legal unclearness, we will bring clarity from some parliamentary legal advice, but people like Mr. Max and the ANC, if you've got your own researchers, let us find the legal clarity. The problem is that we have cell phones. We all agree the solution is jamming it. The question is, can it be done legally as the law is currently, or does there need to be some amendments? Who needs to amend it? And that's what we must answer before we even start lobbying people. So that was why we just gave you the ICASA regulations as it stands. We're hoping that members are going to apply their minds. And let's debate this matter, get clarity, and then decide on the way forward. Welcome, Baba Ndlovu. We have looked at the minutes, but we're waiting for one more member. We were just discussing the ICASA matter that says we must just find legal clarity whether DCS can go and jam. You'd recall they indicated that we can't. I'll come to you, Mamgwela. They indicated that we can't. We went to do some research. We got the ICASA document. The head of DCS said it was not a matter of DCS not willing, but ICASA says it's illegal. That's what the department said. We've got the relevant piece of legislation. What we must do is to interpret that legislation. My understanding is that the department has leeway to introduce legislation to make it legal. That's my understanding. Cindy doesn't think otherwise. We must then go and look at it. We'll get legal opinion, and then we'll decide. If, in fact, the department has the ability to introduce legislation and then do the jamming, then that's the route we'll go, because nobody's disputing the fact that we need technology to fix this problem up. So it's really for information, but it will be your pack.
has a congregation or is it just a group?
It's Ikasa.
Who is the custodian of the act?
Ikasa. Ikasa says you can't jam, but in the security cluster, if you think there's a need to be able to do it, not jamming specifically, but if there's need to use technology, go and develop legislation accordingly. That's how I understand it. But ICASA is saying you can't unless you can justify. And if you can't justify, go and do it yourself.
I'm sorry to belabor. I'm not well. I'm walking very slow. I'm not well. I'm sorry that I'm engaging you. But I just want to get an understanding. Are they saying, therefore, ICASA is saying that in your area, in your room, therefore you cannot do it, or they are saying you can't do it because of this? Because we are talking about correctional centers, isn't it? We are not talking about outside correctional centers. Are they saying, therefore, you can't do it in the correctional centers where you have legally custodian of that centers, or are they talking about outside?
No. DCS, when they appeared last week, said it can't be done in our centers. I'm saying that's DCS's interpretation. They said it can't be done. We went against ICASA's act, and Cindy seems to tend to them slightly. I differ. I read it as saying that, in fact, that act is there, but correctional services can introduce legislation to overcome that. So those are the two views. We will get a legal opinion. We're asking you to also get your own interpretation and then for us to find a way of solving it. But it's there. All right. Thank you very much. So we've done with the CASA. We will discuss it at some point. Mamwini, you wanted to indicate something?
No, I was also wanting to get
Chairperson, my question was similar to Ubabu Undlu. Then, but as you said, we need to go back and get the interpreter of it. Then I think that we need to have time to check, really. Because all what we want is to close this system here, my phone, on the cell. That's the only way it's going good to a your exercise. But if ever it's open, then we can't. They'll continue to smuggle a cell inside. We cannot stop it, Babu. Sposha. Uvala na pasivule na. But once uvalo amalai, then we know kuti is mobile. And another thing, even in our act, Chairperson, maybe we need to make things different in terms of a correctional service. Because Lana were talking about the security of the country, the security yabantu, ukuthi abantu mabaphephe. Because is given the sisiwe jail ngoba singasafuna ngabantu. Nomndeni wasi ungasafuni ngenxa yobugebengu. But if manje kumalungelo sifana nabo, ezinye zezinto zenza ukuthi umsebenzi wethu we-correctional service ube nzima. So akube nomehluko ukuthi la sithi siboshwa sihamba kugcine la. Mina engasiyisiboshwa ngihamba ngigcine la. Isiboshwa singabi nelungelo elifana nelami. Mina engasisi siboshwa. Injalo bakudlovu. Ngiyabonga.
Alright. Because we are very nice people, we'll try and assist you for interpretation purposes, unless you understood. I'm looking at my friends, you didn't understand. Basically what Mamwini was saying is that there might be, in the light of this, a need just to look at our act to ensure that, the Correctional Services Act, to ensure that some of the loopholes that are there are further clarified and tightened so that we don't pretend that the people that are incarcerated are as innocent as you and I. And therefore, some of the laws that, or some of the freedoms that we enjoy cannot be extended to them. including things like the use of cell phone and so on. I think that was in essence the interpretation, but basically saying that the committee might need to at some point just go through the act as it stands currently and recommend amendments if necessary for your purposes as journalists. I hope you've captured what Mamgwenya was saying, and everybody agrees to that one. Baba Dovu, and then we'll move on to the report.
Thank you, Chairperson. Therefore, Chairperson, it seems as if we have to tabulate of what we want to put in that amendment, not just the cellular phones. Because it seems as if we can't come back with one-line amendment. Let's have an amendment which has everything, all closing all the loopholes, so that we know exactly. But I still persist that ICASA can't say, in my room, I can't do whatever I want to do in my room. That's my problem. If it's the department that's saying you can't do it, it's because they know that they are benefiting it from it. It's not ICASA that is saying that. You see, that's where I have a problem. That's why I asked the question, who is saying that? Because if the custodian of the act say we can do it, but just amend it, and the department says you can't do it, that means they are trying to protect something else, which is totally against what we are trying to do. Thank you, sir.
All right. We shall have this interesting debate internally at some point.
Can we then move on to the report, members? Procedurally, we see stakeholders. We see the department. And then we get together, prepare a report that must be 80 seats before the debate, indicating whether there's general support for the budget, whether as political parties we are divided in terms of supporting the budget or otherwise. What we've tried to do in our draft is to first of all capture factually what transpired in terms of reporting by the various stakeholders. We then, on page 7, start with our observations. So really, from page 1 to page 6, we'd want committee members to agree that we've accurately captured what in fact transpired, because we don't want to be accused by any stakeholder of misrepresenting them. From point 6 is our observations. Point 6 is our observations. And then point 7 is our recommendations. So those two are really the more subjective ones that you can change. The others is really just whether we've captured them accurately as they transpired. Cindy went to all the sources, whether it is a tape recorder or notes, and she tried to capture from point 1 to point 6. So we're really asking you on page 1, does it accurately reflect what transpired in those various meetings that we've had, or do members think that we are either leaving out or misrepresenting something? On page number 1, we're assuming that members have had a read. Cindy and I, after our own discussions yesterday, identified one or two changes, but we'd highlight them to you. Okay, so you should be looking at draft 2, members. That's the one that Cindy and I amended after you got draft 1. So we're talking to draft 2. Are there any changes on draft 2 on page number 1, which really is just the introduction? Who attended? And reflecting on what transpired at those meetings. Page 2. The overview of DCS's strategic focus areas in the next 5 years as they presented it to us, and is public in terms of their documents. Any changes to page number 2? Any changes to page number 3? I want to remind members that after we've adopted it, it becomes a public document. So we all have to defend it if there's any inaccuracies. on page 3. Are there any changes that members would like to effect?
Is it the one, or 3-1, the last line? Where does it increase on in?
Okay.
You got that? Correction, increase on in. Can we clear that there?
We'll take out the word on.
And we'll leave in. Increase in relation. So the word on is removed. And the sentence will then read, the budget shows a 5.92% increase in relation to the allocation received 2012-2013. We'll make that amendment. Thank you, Baba Ndlovu. Any other changes on page number 3? We really just try and reflect what is shown on the various documents that we've received. All right. On page 4, do members choose or wish to make any changes? Again, really, we are capturing what stakeholders, including the department, have said. And can we take it up to the end of 5.4.1? Are there any changes? Because that is the end of what we understood departments to be saying before we move on to committees' observations. Anything up to? Yes, sir.
I just want to ask that 5.3 at the end be moved to the next page to give them more. Yeah. To the next one, and then at 5.31, the first sentence, it was noted that the budget vote made no indication of additional. I also picked it up on my previous document, and I suggested that it should be read that it was noted that the budget vote do not indicate additional capacity. That additional capacity would be created at 3 more centers. I don't know whether
that slowly, so that
it was noted that the budget vote do not indicate that additional capacity would be created at 3 more centers. Does it sound
that's fine,
yeah, thanks.
It doesn't detract from what we were saying. Okay,
yeah.
We change it. Members happy with that
amendment?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. All right. This is where we think members must then comment, because these are committee observations and comments. Six one one under administration. The committee remains concerned about the integrity of the information contained in DCS's planning documents. We agree with the AG of South Africa that the lack of proper risk assessment processes resulted in poor internal controls, which in turn compromised the integrity of performance information. These shortcomings should be addressed as a matter of urgency. Are we happy with that observation?
Yes.
We are. Yes. Observation 6.2. I'm not sure if members want me to read it, or have you read it, and if you're happy with it, can we just move on? I can give it, must I read it, okay?
No, please.
The Auditor General had identified that certain technical indicator descriptions had not been prepared as per the National Treasury requirements, that the DCS has to date been unable to implement a uniform reporting process across all its centres, presented a major challenge. Had the DCS internal audit unit been effectively utilised, these weaknesses would not have been identified and addressed. That the DCS train only senior managers in performance reporting and not all those officials with a reporting responsibility was a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We are basically saying...
Should you say, Chairperson, or if...
Which or where are you now?
The last sentence you just read. Had the DCS internal audit, if the DCS internal audit unit, if or had, which is the right word in English?
Have the DCS internal units been effectively utilized? If the DCS internal units was effectively utilized?
Yeah.
So I'm saying, if we have had is fine, but if we put if, then we must change the other part. If you prefer the if version, my understanding is it's correct as it is,
okay.
But if you want to use the if version, we can use the if version, but it'll be more than one time. Happy? Thank you.
613? Yeah. Unless you don't understand what we were trying to interpret, I'll just read on the next one, because nobody's saying what do you mean. I'm assuming then that we'll understand what he's saying. We'll just read it, and then members can ask for clarity if they want to ask for clarity in terms of what we're trying to say. 613 says, the committee has for many years been concerned about the quality of the DCS legal support services. In 2013-14, the DCS intends to defend 80% of all cases brought against it. The committee agrees that this target seems ill-informed, as it implies that all challenges will be defended regardless of whether success was likely. Of greater concern, however, is that no information indicating that the DCS will reduce its risk of exposure to litigation has been provided.
Chairperson?
Yes, sir?
Ill-informed or well-informed?
You must tell me what lines we're saying.
The committee agrees
that this target seems ill-informed. Remember, their target is saying... they want to reach an 80% sex. And our argument was, but why are you talking about defending 80% instead of preventing before? So we're saying that that target is ill-informed. Your target should rather read, we want to prevent as many, rather than saying, no, we'll defend 80%. Our argument was just that their targets are not, their target should rather be prevention before going to defend, because it will cost us anyway. 614. Given the DCS major challenges as far as recruitment, targets should be in relation to reducing the creation of new vacancies rather than in relation to filling the existing vacancies. The National Commissioner's comments that the DCS was aging and that therefore attrition accounted for many of the new vacancies that were being created were noted. The audit of employees still needs to be conducted, and the strategies to manage attrition still to be put in place should be prioritized. And and strategies to maintain attrition will be put in place. Okay. Given the DCS struggle to recruit and retain staff, these strategies ought to have been prioritized and implemented much earlier. Clarity, is it clear enough? Because we're basically arguing that the strategies of retention needs to be prioritized. I mean, we've all been arguing about vacancy rates. All right. 615. Given the nature of DCS work, it is practical that it operated on a five-day work week, relying on skeleton staff on weekends and public holidays. The implementation of the seven-day establishment was intended to ensure that the DCS would be able to guarantee delivery of services and care to inmates at all times. The DCS's severe challenges as far as determining suitable shift systems that address centers' specific needs proved a major stumbling block, however, and have resulted in many weaknesses which threaten the security of centers and services to inmates. Questions about why the seven-day establishment could not be more effectively implemented, the DCS was unable to provide convincing responses. And therefore, the fear remains that the DCS senior management is unable to develop strategies to ensure the effective implementation of the seven-day establishment. You got it, William?
Yeah.
Is that clear? Thank you very much. 616. Concern was raised that as the development and implementation of an integrated justice system relied on many departments and not only on DCS, having included targets associated with it in the rule in the planning document was ill-informed. The performance indicators and targets related to the establishment of an integrated ITC system through the phased implementation of the Correctional Justice System Business Information System and Integration, holistic business and operational systems should ideally not have been included, as meeting these targets would depend on other JCPS cluster departments' performance too. The DCS agreed that it could not commit itself to the targets that were cluster-wide, but could not clarify what had motivated the inclusion of these targets in their planning documents. They predicted, however, that clear roadmaps should be available by December. What we are saying is they have a target whose success depends on other departments. And we were saying, but how can you put this target? It will come tomorrow and say, but we failed because police didn't do anything. So we were saying that that target should really not be a DCS-specific target. And they were saying, no, by December they will have exactly what is more clear. And so what we're basically arguing is leave that target out because you are setting yourself for failure. Okay?
I've got
yes, sir?
Chairperson, that sentence is a bit long. In my view. Yeah, that's the performance indicators and targets related to the establishment of an integrated ICT system through the phased implementation of the CJS Business Information System. An integrated holistic business and operational system should ideally not have been included. Point. I would suggest we make a full stop there.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Yeah, meeting these targets would depend on other JPS classes, departments, or performance system. To break up that...
Agreed.
Okay. Thanks.
I just wanted to understand, Chairperson, and on your second line, is it integrated justice system or integrated justice criminal system? IJCP.
I think it's integrated criminal justice. Unless that's our lingo. But I'm not sure what it is. But yeah, I always normally say integrated criminal justice system.
Mm. Yeah, because we have to put a correct wording.
Double checking.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
Let's check that because integrated justice system or integrated criminal justice system. So
something like
then
that.
Then we will check how they
no,
do it in their documents and we'll come back to it.
That's fine.
No, okay?
You don't need to come back. No,
we'll fix it up.
If it's correct, we'll fix it up.
Thank you, sir.
617. The DCS identified the following 8 values as core to its strategic intention: development, integrity, effectiveness, security, justice, accountability, equity, and Ubuntu. Apart from promoting productivity, commitment, and service with kindness and humanity, the DCS implores its officials to be honest and to be dissociate from forms of corruption and unethical conduct. While the committee agrees that these qualities should be present in all those employed by DCS and the public service in general, that they had to be actively advocated for was indication of the moral breakdown among all level of officials, and which the committee often referred to during its interaction with DCS. In addition, the 8 core values were not linked to specific targets, and therefore there was no means of measuring the DCS success at achieving them. This compounds already existing doubts about the DCS's commitment to developing plans and strategies that are measurable and for which they can be held accountable. What we are trying to say, one is, they are talking about these qualities, but they're not saying how they're going to measure whether these qualities are in fact living in their people. The first part of it we were saying is, it's a concern that you have to have these qualities because it almost implies that these things are lacking. If we're saying this is what we want and we have to physically advocate for it, does it mean that they don't have it now? I know Cindy and I had a fight about this point because to advocate for it doesn't necessarily mean you don't have it. I mean, it could be for strengthening it, but I gave Cindy the benefit of the doubt. What we were basically saying is, yeah, you're saying we must be good, but why are you then preaching the goodness to us? Does it mean that we are not are we inherently not good? And Cindy and I had that type of thing, but we left it for you to decide. I mean, my own view is that if I can give you an example, you go to church every Sunday, they preach to you about not killing. But that does not imply that you're a killer. They just preach it so that you can remember it. I mean, that was my interpretation of it. So
sensitize you,
yes, it's about sensitizing you. It's not in effect denigrating you. Yeah, that was my view, but we left it for your interpretation.
Chair,
I've got Makagula, and you'll come after Makagula,
okay.
Abra. I beg your pardon, Abra.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Mine is just too little. Here we use 2 words, but they are meaning one. One thing. 617. Develop integrity, effectiveness, security, justice, accountability, equity, and Ubuntu. Then Lapanga Pass, we say commitment. And service with kindness and humanity. Humanity and Ubuntu, according to me, is one thing. But somewhere we put Zulu language, African language, down we put an English language. So I think we have to put Ubuntu also down there. Or humanity up. You can't say it. Here it reads as if Ubuntu and humanity are different things.
Just to indicate Baba Makagula, that is how it was in the DCS's report. they listed these eight, and then that's why you see that one, service with kindness and humanity, is in brackets, because we stole it directly from their report.
Okay.
But yes.
Mm-hmm.
Baba Max?
Yes, I just want to break the sentence also down. It's a bit also
that's
long.
That's very sensitive.
Yeah. While the committee agrees that this quality should be present in all those employed by the DCS and the public service in general, comma, we delete that they had to be actively advocated, full stop. This... They had to be actively advocated, full stop.
Yes.
Then, this, delete four, this was indicative of the morale breakdown among all levels of officials in which the committee often referred to during this year.
This was indicative of the morale. This was indicative.
Yeah, as it is there, delete four.
Okay.
And you put in this. This was indicative of the morale breakdown among all levels of officials and which the committee often referred to during interactions with DCS.
Happy?
Yeah.
Yes, sir?
Chair, you see, we are referring here, if we take the opening paragraph, we are referring to values. So, I would suggest, Chair, while the committee agrees that these values be lived out by all those employed by the DCS, you see, the values can be present, doesn't
right.
mean you're living them out.
That's fine. Okay. So you're saying, you suggesting we replace present to be lived out.
Yes, Jefferson, okay. And we say values, that these values be lived out.
Perhaps the committee agrees that these values be lived out.
Yeah.
Okay.
In all what? Those employed.
Where is that? In the middle of 617. Perhaps the committee agrees that these values be lived out and take away these, now these qualities should be present. Well, Abraham is saying we think that these qualities should be present to these values be left out. In all
yes, but Jefferson.
That means we are going to delete the addition of eight core values then, if you say that.
Well, the committee agrees that these values
yes.
be left.
Yes.
Why would you delete the eight core values?
No.
If it's already mentioned on top, you want to mention it again?
No.
Yes, Abraham?
No. You see, for the sake of Baba and Lopu,
yes.
we say here that the DCS has identified these eight values.
Okay.
And the values are then put down, like development, effectiveness, integrity, all that. When you come to Ubuntu, full stop. There's nothing wrong with that. Apart from promoting productivity, commitment, and service with kindness and humanity, the DCS implores its officials to be... I must go to line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, where there is this word conduct, full stop. While the committee agrees that these values should be lived out by all those employed by the DCS.
Okay. No, I understand.
Right.
No.
Because remember, Max made the change further down. Are we happy with the one that says take away quality to include value? Okay, then Cindy is saying to me,
yeah,
so we're happy with that, right? So
it is in their document, Baba Zobu, they talk about CJS and not criminal justice, whatever. All right, just for the record, that's 618 talks about the committee. Welcome. I beg your pardon.
I'm getting confused, Where does this sentence end?
Which one?
While the committee agrees that values are blah, 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 where does it end?
In general.
In general.
Yeah.
In general.
In general. No.
Yeah. That's what you said.
That's what you said.
No.
So in general,
yeah.
Comma, there has to be actively advocated. Full stop. That was what I said.
Correct?
No, we never said that.
Okay, so give us your interpretation again.
Okay, let me. You said comma, right?
Oh,
okay. Yeah, I said, while the committee agrees that these qualities of admission now values should be present in all those employed by DCS and the public service in general, comma, that they have to be actively advocated, full stop. That's one.
There has to be advocated, full stop, advocated. Okay. And then we took off four and we said, this one. All right. Thank you so much. You can't go anymore. But yeah, we will continue.
618. The committee welcomes that over the medium term, much focus will be on providing ICT services. A fully functional IT environment is key to the effective functioning of any organization, particularly one as vast as DCS. It is believed that the weaknesses associated with offender management as well as with reporting and monitoring will be addressed should the DCS long-standing IT-related challenges be resolved. Given its long history of procurement irregularities, the DCS is cautioned against flouting the relevant processes when procuring the services and equipment that may be necessary to improve the IT environment. That one is very clear, unless we are not happy with it.
Just one question, Chair.
Yes.
I think when you read out the second sentence, a fully functional IT environment is key to the, you said, effective. What I have in front of me here is efficient function. It means the same thing. Effective, you said, and over here it is efficient.
It is efficient,
both the same.
We'll use efficient, it's fine. The document actually said efficient, I misread it, sorry. Incarceration? Hey, my daughter, we've got to move. We've got these guys at 11 o'clock, is it? 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Incarceration? The DCS intends to, in 2013-14, reduce the number of inmates assaulted in its centers to 2%. Despite previous recommendations that assaults should be disaggregated to differentiate between general case of assault and sexual assault, the DCS has again opted to cover all forms under the one generalized target. According to DCS, part of the challenge lay in the fact that inmates often did not report sexual assaults and that the nature of the assaults are often only discovered after medical assessment. I think we have to put a full stop there, yeah. No indication was given of what would be done to ensure the awareness is raised about sexual assault so that the stigma associated with it is addressed and that offenders would then be more likely to report such assaults. Up to there, it's clear. The DCS reported that it had developed a policy framework along with key stakeholders and that this was in its final stages of approval. Although the committee is concerned that this policy is not referred to in any of the planning documents, it hopes that the strategy to be implemented with the assistance of stakeholders would result in improved reporting of assaults by victims. The DCS improved monitoring and reporting on the prevalence of sexual assaults and ultimately a reduction in the incidence of sexual assaults. Yeah, that sentence doesn't make sense, it doesn't. It does. Would result in improved reporting of assaults by victims.
Yeah, I think at victims there should be a...
Can we put a full stop at victims?
Yeah.
Can we? Suggesting a full stop at victims? Then the DCS improves monitoring and reporting of prevalence of sexual assaults and ultimately a reduction in the incidence of sexual assaults.
Full stop.
No, we can't. We have to put another word. Yeah. Will materialize. Yes. In addition, this will result in improved reporting. But that's what we're saying. We will restructure it. Basically, we're saying if that will happen, it will result in improved reporting. Is that okay? Cindy and I will find English to do that. 6122. The targeted reduction in terms of assault, death, and gang activities. You marked that one simply, yeah. Gang activity were noted, but concerns about whether these could be met in the absence of an effective admission process during which vulnerable inmates could be identified and accommodated appropriately remains. The risk of assault, death, and gang activity is further increased by DCS's acute staff shortage and the level of overcrowding. Given that 2012-13 target in relation to reducing gang activity had, for instance, not been met at all, and that activity had actually increased considerably during the period, it is felt that in this instance the targets to be met in 2013 and 14 are unrealistic. They gave us targets of reducing. We are saying, but history is showing us what it leads into our carrying on. So that target that you are putting there is in fact not achievable. Okay? Rehabilitation, given that the DCS is tasked with ensuring that offending behavior is addressed so as to prevent a return to crime upon release, it was curious that to date the DCS has failed to measure the rate of recidivism and failed to set targets in relation to it in its strategic and annual planning documents. In relation to this, too, the DCS was unable to provide convincing reasons for why it has to date not yet developed strategies whereby it would measure its success performance against the number of offenders who return to crime and imprisonment.
I would suggest that there would be two. In the relation to this, the DCS was unable. Instead of relation to this, two.
Okay. So you got that? That's fine. While socioeconomic conditions and the stigma associated with imprisonment was highlighted as some of the major reasons for failed reintegration, and they returned to crime. The DCS gave no indication that these well-known realities were not taken into account when developing and implementing rehabilitation strategies.
Full stop after return to crime.
Were, say again, not should be taken out, Cindy Singh.
Come again?
No, Cindy Singh, we must take out not, that's what you're saying. And let me read it again without that not. Where do we start the sentence?
Right.
While socioeconomic conditions and the stigma associated with imprisonment were highlighted as some of the major reasons for failed integration and a return to crime,
okay,
the DCS gave no indication that these well-known realities taken, we can't take out not, had not been taken into account.
Yeah.
Are you with me, Cindy? Had not been taken into account. You cannot just take out the word not. These well-known realities had not been taken into account when developing their strategy.
Okay.
You want to suggest something? Yes. Yeah. What? Just read what you understand, Cindy.
DCS gave no indication that these well-known realities were taken into account when developing and implementing rehabilitation strategies.
No, but read the whole sentence.
While socioeconomic conditions and the stigma associated with imprisonment were highlighted as some of the major reasons for failed reintegration and return to crime, the DCS gave no indication that these well-known realities were taken into account when developing and implementing rehabilitation strategies.
Yeah, we're taking it into account.
Okay, that's fine. Are we happy?
you see the difference here, Chair, is that your voice
is
not that nice.
Cindy will read all of them going forward. 6.32. While the committee welcomes the intention that all offenders who have not completed grade 9 will have to attend school, concern remained about whether the DCS will be able to reach this target, given its challenge as far as attracting educators.
It's not two sentences, Jeff. If you reach grade 9, will have to attend school. It's a sentence on itself, in itself.
And then you have to say concern remains.
Yeah, concerns, yeah.
That's
right,
fine.
Yeah.
We can read sentences like writing it that way. Okay, concern remains, it's fine. The committee remains of the opinion that all education services should be rendered by the Department of Basic Education and that the DCS should ensure that discussions to this end remain high on the agenda. The committee notes that there was some cooperation in some at some levels and hopes that a formal agreement between the relevant departments will be reached in the near future.
Only one E in agreement should be deleted.
Yes, you've got 3 years. That's fine. Okay.
Sorry,
Chair. Yes, sir.
Chair, is it correct that we mention the Department of Basic Education only because they have a certain level to which they take responsibility? When you take grade 9, for example, I think that becomes higher education.
No.
Oh, up to matric is basic.
Basic.
Oh, okay.
Social
reintegration? The DCS can only be measured by...
Put your
mic on. Do you not deal
with
care?
Yeah, we
in the 2011-12 annual report, the JICS reported that it received 34,202 healthcare-related complaints. As in the case of basic education services, the committee feels that inmates' healthcare needs should be met by the Department of Health and agrees with stakeholders that this would ensure consistency in the implementation of the national healthcare policy. Consistent training of healthcare in correctional centers and very importantly that health healthcare workers independent of the DCS would function as an additional oversight mechanism as far as reporting on conditions of incarceration and human rights violations are concerned, you know, to put this.
The healthcare workers, you remove and very important.
I also suggest, Chair, where we put the care policy, the full stop, we start that where it consistent is. Therefore, consistent training of healthcare staff in correctional services and very important.
So are you following that? Yeah.
That the healthcare workers, independent of the DCS, would function as an additional oversight mechanism as far as reporting on conditions of incarceration and human rights violations are concerned, whatever.
Yeah. Thank you. You got it, Cindy? The committee therefore welcomes discussions between the Minister of Health and the Correctional Services, which are aimed at formalizing the provisions of such services by the Department of Health. I think you must take out that. The committee therefore welcomes discussions there between. You should take out that. Okay. Social integration. The DCS success can only be measured by determining the rates and circumstances under which those who have gone through its rehabilitation and reintegration programs returns to DCS care.
That is relevant there. Determining that the rights, comma, and circumstances under which those have gone through its rehabilitation and reintegration programs is
so we take out S.
Yes.
Determine the rate and circumstances.
No.
Okay. Under which. So S will come out. Thank you. The services rendered under the incarceration, rehabilitation, and reintegration programs are key to the DCS's success, yet they remain underfunded. I mean, we've been fighting about that forever. 652. Many lamented that the DCS continues to fail to align its strategies and programs with the imperatives contained in the White Paper, the Correctional Services Act, and the Constitution. Many lamented. We should say stakeholders lamented, isn't it? Because we did. I mean, we have maybe not lamented, but we've noted. Because Cindy's got many lamented that the DCS continues to fail in aligning its strategies. We should say all stakeholders, because that's basically all stakeholders. All stakeholders lamented, it's fine if you got that. But let's put all stakeholders. Is that fair enough? Okay. The committee has consistently raised concerns about the apparent disjuncture between the ideas contained in the White Paper and the DCS planning. We therefore welcome the DCS implementation of our recommendation that the White Paper should be reviewed to assess the extent to which it has been implemented since 2005 and whether the policy remains appropriate.
Chair, we should take out of the White Paper should that the White Paper be
our recommendation that the White Paper be reviewed. That's right. All right. 653. The committee's concern about DCS's administrative well-being. The committee's concern about the DCS administrative well-being remains. The DCS attempts at the delivery of rehabilitation and reintegration services are undermined by its continued administrative crisis. Poor discipline, lack of commitment and corruption owing in the main to inadequate management seriously impede delivery and must be addressed as a matter of urgency.
Very clear.
Happy?
Yeah.
According to 2012-13 strategic plan, the DCS had at the end of April 2011 had 41911 funded posts. That's wrong. According to the 2012-13 strategic plan, the DCS had at the end of April 2011 4199. Take away the hand.
Comma
and that. 4199 funded posts, of which those were filled, all right? Concerns about how the DCS utilizes the human resources at its disposal, particularly whether too many officials are deployed at its head office and in administrative posts, while centers are experiencing severe shortages in custodial staff, remain. It is hoped that the ministerial consultative forum established to resolve a number of long-standing human resource-related challenges will have the desired outcome, and that it would lead to better working conditions and ultimately improve service delivery. Yep. For DCS to comply with the President's call to ensure a safe South Africa, the correctional services environment must be highly secure, and not only to protect it from inmates' efforts to breach security, but also to ensure that officials do not pose a threat. The vetting of officials must therefore be prioritized, and the necessary interventions must be made to ensure that all access and security systems are fully operational. Useful support services should be provided to parolees and probationers so that their reintegration can be facilitated. One of the major challenges experienced is that community correction officers are severely understaffed, and that in the majority of instances, community correction officers are more interested in policing probationers rather than assisting them so that their reintegration is eased. Without such services, it is unlikely that DCS will be able to reduce the rate of recidivism. Judicial inspectors, the JICS, which does not receive its own budget from National Treasury but is funded by DCS, had brought its severe budgetary constraints and the fact that it is allocated, and the fact that its allocation would not increase in 2013-14 to our attention. The committee regrets that the entity had not made use of the above-mentioned proceedings to further illustrate and clarify exactly how these constraints impacted on its operations and effectiveness. What are we trying to say? Oh, they didn't participate. Oh, we've heard that they were unhappy, but because they chose not to participate, they've not empowered us, basically. Recommendations. The committee once again reiterates the need for greater alignment of DCS budgets to its strategic and policy objectives. Although it had previously urged the department, DCS, to work towards steady progress in the direction of such alignment, progress is not evident. In most previous reports, the committee voiced its extreme concern that despite the rehabilitation and social reintegration objectives contained in the white paper and echoed in DCS's core mandate, programs aimed at addressing offender behavior and promoting reintegration remain underfunded. But what are we recommending? So what are these? What is, oh, we're building up to that one. Oh, okay. 7.2. As in previous reports, the committee would like to reiterate the importance of measuring recidivism, because it does not measure its success as far as addressing offending behavior and preparing paroles for parolees and ex-offenders for the socio-economic and other pressures they were likely to face upon release. The DCS cannot have a true understanding of its effectiveness. The committee recommends that the DCS 2013-14 budget be approved. Given the serious concerns raised above, it will intensify its interrogation of quarterly financial and operational reports with specific focus on efficient administrative practices and the combating of corruption, the recruitment of sufficient and appropriately trained and skilled officials, and the overall safety, safer incarceration of those sentenced to the DCS care. We're going to have to teach Cindy to write shorter sentences going forward, but the sentiment is correct, isn't it?
Yeah.
The committee thanks all those who contributed during this, during its interactions on the latest DCS budget, and looks forward to a fruitful interaction with all stakeholders as it performs its oversight of the DCS. I put the entire report, do we need, we need one more. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, one more other than Mamuni, we need to be eight. Say again? Why we do it? So you're saying while we deal with six, you'll go and find one more member? Is that okay? But as we stand here, we are ready. We just need somebody we will adopt. If six are around, we will deal with them. Once they're gone, please don't run away, members. We'll just get one member. We'll adopt this report. We will adopt the minutes. But in essence, as a committee, we are comfortable with the report and the budget. Thank you very much. So, Ningaipigi on that day and say we are opposing the budget because you're agreeing with the committee. We can still argue about it.
It's politics. It's politics. You agree now, we disagree tomorrow. All right.
I'm not sure if members want a 2-minute break, but six are here, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can allow them to come in. Monday we can have it. Part two of our agenda is our quarterly interaction with the Judicial Inspectorate for the period January to March 2013. We have received the document from the Judicial Inspectorate, and as is common practice, we will then hand over at some point to the judge and his team to take us through their report, whereafter members will engage with the report. So that's really how we're going to go about our business. I don't think we need to introduce each other. We all know each other by now. Judge, Honourable Member Paliso and Honourable Member Self are not with us because they are otherwise occupied, but the rest of the committee is here. Mr. Max will probably join us in a minute. So from our side, we are a full house other than Self and Paliso. And Nguni, I think, has a long illness type of thing. We've not seen Nguni for a while. And I think Mr. Nguni from Copius is also not with us today, but I suspect he's still not well. It is 11:30. We have our meeting until 1, but hopefully if we can be out of here by 12:30, because people like Mom Gwenya and them normally have whoops meetings. We'll appreciate that. So can we hand over to you, Judge, to do your opening? And in fact, we'll just hand over totally to you. And round about 12 o'clock, we will ask for you to wrap up so that members can engage meaningfully with your reports. Over to you, Judge.
Thank you, Chair. I'll ask Mr. Karasa to go through the report
is more afraid with what's contained there more than myself.
Honourable Chair and Honourable Members, a brief summary under Programme 1, Administration. We really want to highlight the fact that we are still challenged with the fact that our posts have been approved, as you know, but not funded yet. Various meetings, discussions, nothing transpired since we were here. So we are still in the very same uncomfortable position with people still on contract, as you know, under administration. A post-establishment in terms of our post on the fixed establishment, we have a 100% full vacancies. One of our staff members transferred to another department. She was on a level 7, and we could fill that post within the in the same quarter. Under the finance, two things. Number one, you will read that one of our cars has been in an accident. It is a car that we have since 1998, because for a couple of years we did not procure new cars, and we have a backlog, and with the expansion it is almost impossible to get rid of this car. We did, however, dispose four, but there are still other very, very old cars in the department, as you will see. In terms of the procurement of offices, as the judge put it at our previous meeting, we are still squatting. Nothing has changed. Emails, telephone calls, meetings with the department, as well as with the Department of Public Works. The holdup, I must put on record, is not within the department, is with the Department of Public Works. We have follow-up meetings with them, but this just seems to be absolute no movement, and it really has an impact on our operation. In terms of the Program 2, inspections, we continued with our mandate in terms of inspecting, and we gave a list of all the of our findings. I must say, Mr. Chair and Honourable Members, that this time around, taking leadership from this from the Portfolio Committee, we went one step further, not only sending our report to the National Commissioner, to the Chief Operational Officer, to the Regional Commissioners. We even sent the very same report in draft form to all the area commissioners and all the head of the centres who is at any matters that we dealt with. I just thought in the introduction that is important to mention. In terms of our inspections, we also Modderby, Johannesburg, Groenpunt, the list is there, and as well as our findings. Complaints, we can say that there is a improvement. It's not major, but there is an improvement of complaints referred by Independent Correctional Centre visitors, ICCVs, to the Office of the Judge. There's an increase of unresolved complaints, so it is a sign that we are busy unblocking that challenge that was there in the past. Mandatory reports, we've responded to all the reports sent by the head of centres and the department to us. One of the concerns of the committee was the vacancies of ICCVs. I'm in Program 3 now, and we can say that since the appointment of Mr. Masonda on the 1st of October, you will see that there has been a radical change. As on the end of March, we only had 17 of our 300 posts vacant, and we are constantly working on that. We are still involved in our community engagement. We can say, and the report will reflect that, there's more head of centres as we engage with the department, attending our VC meetings, as well as the Legal Aid South Africa, you will also see came on board, and they engaging in most of our VC meetings. I'm just trying to keep it as brief as possible to allow the committee, as in the past, to interrogate the report so that we can respond on issues that need to be clarified. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members.
Any further comments?
I just want to point out something which on previous occasions we've been asked about. Is the response from the correctional centers to level problem when we report complaints, we don't get a report back. You notice in the last column that most of it is blank. We write letters and so on, and they never respond to us as we would like to. In fact, Mr. Karras said, Rocky King forgot to mention this. At one stage, he had to go to Durban-Westville, where he met with most of the heads of regional centers in KwaZulu-Natal, because there was a complaint directed to the commissioner, provincial commissioner, that we were not getting satisfaction from the various commissioners or area commissioners. So they promised to respond, but you know, it's a bit difficult when they just don't say anything. I think that's what I wanted to add.
For the record, Judge, we just, before you entered, adopted our committee report on the department's budget. And that report laments the fact that Jix did not participate. Because had you participated, this kind of thing that you're raising would appear in our report, because we are also concerned that the reports, if you take the Hulpen report, for instance, that you so eloquently drew up with recommendations, and our own report as a committee. The last time we interacted with the department, we in fact raised sharp criticism of the fact that they do not respond to our report. Both yours and to ours. So I'm raising it, Judge, because had you participated and indicated these things, it would form part of a budget that would be debated and adopted by Parliament and everybody else. It would have just added weight as opposed to what we're doing. So we received your reasons for not attending. And we respected them, but we must put it on record that it is more helpful if you come to those meetings so that we are able to, as different members speak, raise some of these concerns that are quite legitimate. So I'm hoping that things will change going forward. Members, there we have the very brief report. We can get into the specifics if you want to get into the specifics, but while members get into the specifics while they're dealing with it, the officers, can you, Mr. The CEO, why don't I forget your name? Mr. Garo, sir, can you just expand more on, you saying you're squatting and not with DCS. What is it that you've requested, or what is it that you desire? Maybe just give us that so that we have an understanding and members will then engage with it. And your vacancies, you say that it has been approved but not funded. I can tell you that you're not going to get any budget different to previous years. Does that mean that next year, this time, we're going to have the same problem? Because that is what you must be saying to us. It's no use saying it's not funded. What you should be saying is it's not funded. Chances of us funding it is not going to be possible because there's no money. Because at least then we have something. By saying that it's not funded, I'll sell next. You're not saying anything to us at the committee. So if you can just talk to us, because it is a problem. It is a problem, Judge, because then we must go knock on somebody's door. It's a crisis. We don't have vacant. I mean, we don't have money to fill these positions. We've said it to you, Mr. Minister. You're not coming to the party. In essence, it could be a impediment in you performing your function effectively. So just talk to us on these two things, whilst members will get into the other meter. What is it really with the officers? Who do you want officers for? Where do you want officers? And what is it that is holding it up so that we can raise it? And secondly, now that you're coming to lament about these vacancies, is there any way that we can all assist each other? That's what the quarterly report is about.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The officers, the National Commissioner approved the procurement of 3 additional regional officers for the inspectorate. That approval has been sent to the Department of Public Works. It is in Durban, where the judge is. It is in Bloemfontein and in George. The judge currently sits in an office of the Department of Public Works. They borrowed us 2 offices. It's not with the rest of the staff. They are in another building in community corrections in Durban. So they gave us a part of a floor with very limited. They do the utmost best to assist, but it is still limited resources. Meaning that there's not sufficient IT points for staff members to go onto the website to do their work, for example. We can't have a printer, a network printer, for example. They don't have a fax machine, for example, because there's no line for a fax machine. That is a kind of logistical challenge that we have. The office in Bloemfontein is also shared with offices of the, and that is on the premises, on Grootvlei. The judge said that at the previous meeting, it compromises our independence. So the shared offices were community corrections. Once again, the similar situation. In George, we also share offices with community corrections there, and there it is even worse because it is an office basically for 4 people that 8 or 9 people is sharing currently. There is not one single network point, meaning we had to make alternative arrangements. That is the scenario. So what happens is that the office in George went out on tender. The tender has been approved. DCS somehow, and the department, there's been put a hold on it. The department say, we didn't put a hold on it. Public will say, we didn't put a hold on it. And we are constantly in writing. We just cannot unblock that. In terms of the Durban and the Bloemfontein office, Public Works tell us we are waiting. There's 1 or 2 people in the whole department signing all contracts and all documentations, and that document is still in Pretoria. That is the situation with our offices. In terms of the...
No, before you do that, I think we can't have this discussion forever. I think members must pronounce on it. What are we saying about this? Because, Judge, indeed, you did come and say that it compromises your integrity to work and have your landlord being the one that's investigating or that you're supposed to oversee. And if we're understanding you correctly, you're saying that the problem seems to be that there's only one individual in DCS. Pico, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. Only one individual in DCS.
In the Department of Public Works.
One individual in the Department of Public Works. who's holding up the works because he or she has not signed it. That's what you're saying.
That is what I'm saying.
Very good, Mr. Chief.
No, it's fine. So it's the issue about, and let me just understand this, and Grant, I'm hoping that, because that's what you're here for. That's what you're here for. So let me understand. If this thing is unblocked, Mr. or Judge Shabalala's concerns of being housed in DCS or under DCS's roof, all those things will disappear. Because these offices, I'm assuming, are satisfying all the needs of independence. All right. So the independence has been compromised by one individual in DC, in public works, because all the other approvals have been there. And we are requesting an office in Durban, an office in George, and an office in Bloemfontein. Can we have members commenting on this matter so that, not only lamenting, but what is the way forward? Let's take Abraham and then take Makakul.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, do I understand that the problem is not funding? And that the procurement process is in place, but that a particular official is supposed to, shall I call it, sign it off? Is that what I understand? Now, Chairperson, the way forward then would be that you perhaps have, as Chairperson, a discussion with your counterpart at Public Works and see if pressure can be brought to bear on the particular official that is responsible for this. Because what it does say, Chair, is that there is either ineptitude on the part of the department that must deliver these offices, whether it's through rental stock or whatever, or else, Chair, that there is just too much for a particular department to do. And then, Chairperson, I take it that once a procurement has taken place and there are leases signed or whatever, the department will be responsible for reimbursing or paying Public Works. Now, there again, Chairperson, what I don't understand is that I think in the year 2011-12, there was an underspending on the part of the department of 894 million rand. And the year prior to that, Chair, I think it was 750-something. So I don't understand why we cannot make the funding available to get the necessary space. Now, there, Chairperson, I would say that our intervention should be with DCS. We haven't seen the how the budget was spent for the previous financial year, but I am sure that if there's been underspending the previous 2 years, then there should be underspending during the last year as well. And we need to very strongly implore upon the department that if we want to serve our people in the spirit of Ubuntu, then there's an implication. And the implication is that they've got to come to the party and see that these things are done. So I'm proposing, Chair, or suggesting these two interventions. Either direct at Public Works or perhaps through your counterpart, and in the second instance that we talk with DCS directly as to why these things are lingering on. And I take it that there are other centres that you may have also proposed for setting up offices. If there is so, please indicate. Thank you.
Mr. Makakula, sir.
Thank you, Chair. Jefferson, I think this issue of independence, we can't just take it from the middle or in top. We have just to go down and root it with its root. Because Jefferson, really, the judge is belong to, now, at this present, is belong to the department. So we can say we feel that the independence, but even myself, if I'm in the department, leading the department, If the judge would have said, no, I don't have an office, I want to have an office, I would have said, no, because we don't have an office, this public works is giving us a problem, because the office in public works must be acquired by me. So this is the center, and in my center, there is a space, come and squat. Because really, the judge is not independent. Is in the department. We is what we are fighting for all along. But on the side of the department, we won't blame the department on this one, because the department is opening the space where they have a space. The only problem that I foreseeing here is the issue is a problem in Durban. In Durban, the judge is somewhere there, and the officials that are working with the judge is somewhere up there. So really, it can't work. I think if it's public works, it's where we have to instruct the department to instruct the public works, because still I emphasize that the judge is still belonging to the department. As long they are getting funds from the department, as long the departments do a lot of things for the judge, really the judge is still belonging to the department. Really, I think that thing, Chairperson, is when the department is with us, we have to tell them that, but what you are doing in Durban with the judge is unfair. Because the judge is alone somewhere, and the official are working alone without the judge, and where the official is working, there is no access of the internet and the other stuff. So I think on that way, really we can take it. But also emphasizing in the department that please also inquire the offices in George and in Bloemfontein. But at this current juncture, the department, what they did is correct. Because if the judge wants the place, then the department will say, no, in this center in Bloemfontein, we do have a space that you can squatter there. So I think also, Chairperson, bear in mind also that we have to address the issue of the judge to be independent, not to be in the department. Because we check, we knew, even us as members of committee, we know that the judge doesn't stand on for himself. Even lot of things we know, there are a lot of things that has been done for the judge that has been done by the department. So, Chairperson, we have also to look at that, and then for the independence of the judge. If the judge will be independent, it must be independent at all. Not that some of things must be controlled by the department. If the department will control the way they did as a department, they will correct. I thank you.
Chair, I just want to ask Mr. Carlos something. With regard to your areas, especially with those which have been allocated now as well, my understanding is, and you must assist me, whether this is right or wrong, is that you people sent people to those areas without the necessary support and infrastructure. That is a complaint, which a generalized complaint. And these area managers are actually acting. They act. They must do the work of staff, lower staff. So how is it possible that you didn't plan properly to ensure that those areas are properly staffed in terms of personnel as well as the other support structures? Secondly, the chairperson alluded to this fact of your inactiveness in the budget process. Now, if you struggle with this particular issue, to get funds or open up the offices and so forth, do you have an alternative budget, your own budget, where you indicated, where you planned for officers and staff and say this is the X amount? Say, for instance, opening an area office in KwaZulu or wherever, then you indicated that is the amount, salary, budget, everything, personnel, where you stipulate your proper alternative plan to that of DCS and say, this is what I need to do my job as judge, and this is what DCS actually gave us. So this is a deficit. So that's why I can't. I just want to know whether you do have such a plan. Thanks. Mr. Chair, our planning were done, and we presented our budget. In fact, even before my time, we present a budget to the department on which they make an allocation. We also make an adjustment budget. The budget consists of two components. The one is compensation, that is everything to do with the remuneration of staff, contract workers, and the other one is goods and services. In that, we have budgeted and made provision for officers for everything. There is a standard form designed by the department, and we work in the very same format as that of the department. We are also subject to the very same processes of the department. In fact, the department see us as one of the entities. Therefore, they will then prescribe to say, this is the time you must present it, this is the format that you must present it, this is all the items that you must budget for, and indicate what is your need. So, yes, we've done that. In terms of your first question, it is really a catch-22 for me as CEO, and I will take it upon myself and management. Was it's either we continue servicing the whole of South Africa from the Cape Town office and the Pretoria office, people driving up to 2,000 kilometers per month, getting to correctional facilities, doing audits of RGCB, and we look at the operational cost versus having regionalized and bringing it closer. So what we did is, as I said, the National Commissioner already approved it in November 2011. Since then, we've been working, and therefore the department could give us temporary offices, as I indicated. So by the time that we moved out of the Centurion and of the Cape Town office, temporary offices was in place with limited infrastructure, as I said. But this is 2013, we are 2 years later, and that is the challenge. For us to have waited for 2 years, the department or anyone can say, is there really a need to do that? So it was that catch-22 kind of decision that we had to take. And as I said, myself and management must take full responsibility at that stage, and I still believe today it was the right thing to move out into the temporary offices to be closer to do a better service delivery. If you look at training, for example, for one of the issues, if you look at the vacancies of ICCVs, all those things came because we are closer. Inspectors are now in the regions, whereas inspectors had to fly from Cape Town, once came from Pretoria, drive everywhere in the country. It is almost impossible. So it makes it unbearable, and that was the between the two evils that we had to choose.
No, I understand that. Now, with regard to this uncertainty, this acting positions, when are you going to normalize the situation, to appoint these managers now in the permanent positions as well as the other staff? Otherwise, you sit with this skeleton thing. You know, it's like an umbrella, move, there's nothing underneath, and it creates uncertainty. People got uncertainty, how long will I be in this position? There's not proper planning because you plan on an ad hoc because the next person will take over, whatever the case may be. What is your time frame for that?
Mr. Chair, if you will allow me just to apologize on behalf of office, and once again, I don't want to shift the buck, not participating in the budget. I take full responsibility for that, and I've learned a lesson from that. It was, as I explained in our letter, because of the limited, and as Mr. Advocate Max said, skeleton staff, there's so much pressure that we all the time need to prioritize or what is our mandate, what do we need to focus. But as I alluded to, I do apologize, and we will do it different next year and next time. What we did, Honorable Chair and Advocate Max and members, is that you will see that we've got 34 people on contract. All those people are in post that was approved in the new structure. There are funds, I want to emphasize, there are, if you read this report, we had an underspending of 4 million on compensation. And we tried to compromise with the department to say, give us some of the post. If you cannot give us all 30, give us 15 or give us 10, because the money is there. The department, however, says that National Treasury prevents them from creating new posts on PERSA because of their underspending on compensation. And because we are seen as an entity, we are now the victims because the department is not filling all their posts. The judge met with the National Commissioner and CDCs and RCs. It's in this meeting, a NATCO meeting, and that is what they explained to the judge. They can't create new posts because National Treasury said you're not filling all your posts. But we said our post, if you read our reports for the last 5 years, is 95-100% full. So Advocate Max, to answer your question, if they can do one or two things, say let's create some of those posts on PERSA, it will bring at least a 50% take the pressure off, and the other 50% is the additional funds to create the other posts. I hope I could explain it.
Guys, Mr. May I just add something? In terms of procurement, the Public Works told us that they advertised that they need space for us. And I don't know how far they've gone with that. They said that they advertised, and once the advertisements have gone through, then there'll be offers, you know, from various buildings in the city. And then we'll choose whichever building we want to be housed. Now, that process, I don't know what has happened to it. I don't know whether Mr. Garrison knows, but that's what I was told. And nothing has happened. It's a very unsatisfactory position.
What Mr. the answer of Mr. Carlson is very worrisome. You know why? It means that DCS kept them hostage. If DCS doesn't perform, they are not going to allow to expand or whatever. If DCS, everything is a follow-up on DCS actions first. So if there's for the next financial year not an appointment or post not being appointed, they are not going anywhere. They are not going anywhere. Their success depends on the performance of DCS with regards to the filling of posts. Otherwise, they will be a skeleton in the structure as long as DCS is not complying with those treasurer demands. And that is a serious problem, especially in terms of their role as an oversight body to perform properly. And that is serious. We have to get out of this whole stage of drama.
Thank you. Before you came in, Judge, was addressing myself to Peku and to a limited extent to you, Grant, because these are probably admin, but you need to understand. You're coming to see us on the 15th. I would want your version. JICS cannot appoint anybody because of your vacancy rate. So, Grant, we're not going to write a letter. We need you guys to come back as well as you, Peku. Even if it's on the 5th of June, when you're coming to see us for your quarterly, to give your version on this matter of JICS, because I agree, we can't continue like that forever. But the other issue that I want to raise before we open up to members, Mr. Carlos, have you, and that's why I think somebody asked the questions about your program, have you looked at the implications of what you're trying to do? I mean, my understanding is that you are to open up regional offices throughout the country. I can tell you now that part of the qualifications of the department is because these regional offices, information that goes to head office where it's audited is unreliable. Now, when you say you're going to open up a regional office in George, you better be sure that the information, integrity and otherwise, that comes from George to head office is of such a nature that the auditor generally satisfied with it. I'm hearing you saying you want these things all over. That's one exercise. But when you come for your quarterly, are you able to bring us a report of integrity, or are you going to say to us, you know what, the people in Durban, as you earlier said, don't have a fax machine, and therefore we don't have the Durban information. So I'm cautioning you that what you are seeking to do is not as simple as getting office space. In fact, Judge, it would be useless exercise and also fruitless expenditure to go and set up all these offices, and then we cannot have that information because there's no fax machine in Joburg, there's no fax machine in Durban. So I'm just warning that when we go this route, it better be the full package. That's just what I'm saying, because it'll be a sad day that we mobilize for you to get office space, but you can't talk to anybody. I just thought I wanted to raise that. Anybody else wants to talk around employees and those type of things? The last thing that I want to raise, and then we'll find a way of discussing it, because we need to take it to the department. You must assure us, Mr. Carlson, that your employment policies are beyond reproach. You must assure us that your employment, you see this thing of having somebody as a contractor today and permanent tomorrow, because you're indicating that there are quite a few contractors that you have for posts that are authorized. At some point we must discuss the integrity of your process. We are worried as a committee that we are not always clear that the integrity of filling posts, and Mr. Max should have said it, we've got information that people get appointed to wash the car, for instance, or as a procurement manager, when he gets into the post, he's not only a procurement manager, he's procurement, he's everything else. And this is coming from your department. It's everything else. It's no longer doing what he or she has been appointed for. So we don't want to raise it now, but we will raise it at some point. That you better be sure that your employment, because when we fight with Peko to release the post, then we must not be fighting to create a monster in the department. Do members want to raise anything? Otherwise, let's get into the details, the meat of the stuff.
But Dwayne Chairperson, you put it diplomatically. Why don't you ask him now, what is the policy of employment? Why do we have contracts if they are posted, available and funded? Why don't you ask the question now, so that we get an answer?
Mr. Chair and honourable members, number one, we do have a policy on recruitment and appointment. In one of our previous quarterly reports, we indicated that as CEO, I requested the department to do an independent audit on our whole HR unit, which they have done. They focused on all the files on the policy itself, number one. Secondly, they also focused on the appointment process and the files of all staff members. We have sent a copy of the findings of that independent report to the portfolio committee, as well as to the department. Besides that, the judicial inspectorate is subject to the auditor general auditing personnel files. Every single quarter, the auditor general send a list. They go onto the personal system. They select at random any number of staff members, and then they request that files. And then we send that files, they audit the files. And the files is audited in terms of the process and also in terms of the policy. So I can say at this stage, because we are subject by the Auditor General, and because we went through an audit, independent audit by the department and the chief auditor, Mr. Lamini himself did that audit in our department. So that is the, I can give answer on that, Mr.
All right, can I suspend our discussion just for 1 minute? Because we need to adopt, we've got, we had gone through our reports and it was just about getting one more numbers and Honorable Fenomero, thank you very much. Thank you so much. It's really going to be 2 minutes. I want to put the minutes of the 8th of May that we had gone through members for formal adoption. Minutes of the 8th of May. Anybody want to move adoption? Mr. Max and Mr. Clare, thank you very much. Similarly, our budget report dated to the 22nd of May, draft 2. Anybody, Mr. Ndlovu, anybody seconding our department report? Thank you, Mr. Makakula, Mr. Abraham, and Honorable Van der Merwe, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so very much. All right, I will not get covered on everything and anything in terms of the report.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
All right. Let's open it up for any discussion, any comment that members want to raise. We have a report that indicates the detail of inspections done by the inspecting judge and his team, together with summary of findings, summary of recommendations, action taken, and as the judge says, in many instances, no response from the department. Does anybody want to comment on any specific matter or Mam Gwenya?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I'm worried about the response from the department, because this is not the first time we talk about a report that is coming from the department after they've got the report from a judicial inspectoral judge. So now, Chair, I don't know how to ask the question, because when you open this report, Chair, you'll see that it's a quarterly report, but the challenge is that it's inside in this report is that the department is not answering the investigation, still investigating. On some there's none, on some they respond.
investigation report. You see, Chairperson, it doesn't give me any sense that the department is working effectively with the inspector or judge. So, Chair, all what we want to ask, it needs a department to respond on what is in this document, according to my understanding, Chairperson. Thank you.
Chairperson, I would concur with Honorable Mwenya to what she's saying. In actual fact, the department does not take this seriously. If you look at this quarterly report, there's nothing that has responded to. Absolutely nothing.
The question, Chairperson, is that how are we going to overcome this hurdle? Because this is not the first time that we just discussed this matter. And secondly, Chairperson, are there any challenges from JIC's side which we don't know about? So that maybe the department, if the department bombard us with those challenges, we understand why. Or are there any challenges from the department's point of view which they think it hinders them to respond to their request? What is the real problem? Or is it the way they treat each other? Let's go a little bit down deeper, Chairperson, and try to find out what is really challenging in between. Because you cannot have, I cannot write to you and you can't even acknowledge my letter as my chairperson. And then thereafter, if I report something else, you don't respond. What does that mean, really? In a professional world, what does it mean? Now, we are talking about people who are working within the system, who are supposed to do the work 24/7, and they're supposed to respond correctly, so that when the report is compiled, it is tangible for those people who's going to receive the report, that they are able to talk to the report. Maybe Jefferson, can we be educated on that? Thank you.
I will allow you, Honorable Judge. Maybe in your response, and when you respond, Judge, other than that issue that is raised by Baba Ngwenya, maybe you must, as a department or JICS, give us some of your most serious concerns. Summarize, e.g. in Durban, 15 inmates were murdered by Kwele type of thing, and he's not reported it back or whatever. I mean, just to give us a sense, because it is correct what Bamango Yandem are saying, that you complain, the department just chooses to ignore you, so we don't know. But you must have a sense that in this quarter, our concerns have been the number of assaults on inmates by officials. And as an example, there's a Durban one that's still outstanding, there's a Bloemfontein one, so that we can get a sense that this is deliberate from the department type of thing. I mean, looking at your report, date of incident, November 2012. This is when some official assaulted somebody. November 2012. Today is June 2013. Even if he responded today, I mean, how do we, what sort of proof do we have that indeed this man was assaulted, there are the scars? So you need to give us that type of information that says they're not reporting because we think they are deliberately sabotaging us. These are the major concerns, regardless of what they are saying to us. But from our sources, we're picking up more and more deaths in prison by it. Just give us a sense of what's happening, and in that answer the question that Baba Lo was talking about. We know that there's a structural problem in terms of independence, but there is the deliberate attempts to make you guys fail in your function. Why don't they acknowledge? What is it that you want us to do to assist you? Otherwise, these exercises in Mangwenya become futile.
Yeah.
Because they come here and the department has not said anything in terms of this is what the judge picked up, these are our answers. So I'm not sure if you want to do any of those things. And again, I'm saying to Peko and to Grant that on the 8th, when we meet with the department, we might have a high-level discussion around how DCS sees. I can tell you that in the quarterly report, Mangwenya, they pay high praises to JICS. All their opening statements says we cannot say how much we appreciate Baba Shabalala and his team for helping us. That's on theory. But when we come here and practice Asibole, we don't see it. So can you guys give us a flavor of what the problems are?
Maybe before, Chief, when you look at page 17. The judiciary here says, on the 24 April, letter sent to the DCS requesting outstanding report and the post-mortem.
Okay, halfway on the first paragraph. Are we all together?
That's why I say there's no relationship between them. Right? Now, the department chair received the letter, acknowledgement letter from the DCS advice that internal report and the post-mortem report will be provided. That's not a good answer, Chairperson. Provided when? Post-mortem doesn't take a year. See, we also got our own people that get a death, and we don't wait maybe for 7 days or 14 days to get the report. And when you look at this report, Chairperson, it's a quarterly report. But the department respond like this, to say the report will be provided. What is that? Doesn't show the seriousness. When? You cannot say to me, no, Comrade Twin, you'll get the report. And end there. And don't give me the time frame. There's no time frame here on the response of the department. Even if the department can say, yes, I did respond, but can you see how they respond? It shows that they don't care. And this is the tax money that we're using to have this judiciary inspector in charge to assist the department in terms of the information inside in our cells. And the information that we are getting here are more than what the department is giving us. Because you find that the department, some of the things they hide it. But on this report, we get a lot of things that is serious, that needs us to take attention on it in terms of solving this problem. This report is full of inmates that are dying inside in our center. Our members that are assaulted by the inmate. So they mustn't take this thing easy, what is inside in this report. Thank you, Chairperson.
Mayor Abram?
Why don't you first? Chairperson, you know, the more you go into this matter, the more bizarre it becomes.
No, honestly, Chair. Chair, the people that are most vulnerable, the mentally challenged. I believe that at the Ebongweni Center. Chair, there's no page number on this one. At the 11, it should be 12 then, but it's not numbered. The previous one is 11, Chair. And then there's 13, so it must be 12. Yeah. Now, Chairperson, the inspectorate wrote on the 31st of, it was reported on the 31st of December 2012. The inspectorate wrote, and on the 28th of the 2nd, the area commissioner addressed the inspectorate's findings regarding the assaults of officials on inmates. The other three findings are outstanding. And that includes, Chair, 38 inmates, as at the 31st of December, were housed at the center, which is not suitable to house mentally ill inmates due to its infrastructure. Now, Chairperson, I want to tell the department with all due respect, it is totally unacceptable that where there are mentally challenged people, and you are told that the circumstances under which they are incarcerated, I would say, is not fit for human habitation, and you don't even respond up to now, I take it, unless if Mr. Carlson can report that in the last couple of days they have had some or other interaction. Now, Chairperson, you know what this tells me, Chair? This thing makes a person very emotional, Chair. What it tells me is that they can go to hell, man. Who cares? No, really. Seriously, Chair. I mean, 38 people who are said to be mentally challenged, and you don't have it within you, you don't have the human heart to say, let's do something urgently. Let's rather move them somewhere else where there are facilities. This is absolutely inhuman, Chair, and I demand, Chair, I demand that the department be accountable and tell us exactly what they've done regarding this and all the other issues where there are blanks, Chair, in terms of responses. So we can ask, as the Chairperson has correctly asked, that the Judicial Inspectorate give us what their challenges are. But Chairperson, the challenge here is clearly that DCS does not care. That's a challenge. I mean, an organization with, I think, close to 40,000 people employed there cannot even respond to what I would call an emergency issue. 38 fellow human beings, the children of some people, the brothers and sisters of some people, parents of some, and we are prepared to do nothing as DCS. Chairperson, I request that before the budget vote debate takes place on Wednesday next week, 7 days from now, that the department gives us a full report on what has been done regarding these mentally challenged fellow human beings. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson. May I play a devil's advocate here? If you allow me.
Allow, sir.
I won't respond to the report if it's fake. That is my department. I understand the department. If the report is vague and it's not understandable, I won't respond to it. If the report does not talk to me in a manner that I should understand, I won't report. How about if they come up with those answers? Then what are we going to do? That is why, sir, I was asking, what is the nitty-gritty? What is the problem? Because there is an underlying problem that we don't know. We, on this side, we don't know. That is why I'm trying to find out really. You can't be saying to me, I can't speak to Vilapin Dova, I can't speak to Vincent Smith. Why? What's the problem? That's the underlying factor. Before we ask or request or challenge anybody, let's get the underlying factors. What is the problem? What is the problem? Because this report does not say anything. It doesn't say anything. We can quote whatever we want to quote. We can quote whatever page you want to quote. It does not say anything when it's not responded to by the department. That's my problem. Now, that means, therefore, we are saying the brother must fight another brother. For what? They must tell us why do they want to fight and for what? What is the reason? I'm coming from that side. Sir. That's why I want to play a devil's advocate. I don't want to leave the chicks as if they are hired, they are the angels of the world, only to find that when the department comes here and says, 1, 2, 3, this is what happened, and then we said, no, we're sorry, we are very sorry of what we said, and so on. Now, let's find the truth. Thanks, Chairperson.
I'm going to go to the page 21. Number 2, expired medicine was found at the hospital.
On the next page, page 22.
No, I'm still on page 21. Now, what is surprising me, the head of correctional center responded on the issue of the firefighting of his men. But on the issue of the medicine, he didn't respond. Now, it tells you that this thing is very serious. We need to find a way how to make DCS and the pigs to come in front of us, both of them, because we can't listen to one side telling us what is the issue, the others are not present. To me, I think we should meet both of them to discuss this issue only. Thanks, sir.
All right.
You will allow all of you to respond. You will allow all of you to respond so that you hear the sentiments that are coming out on this side. Because it's not about a whinging session. It's about how do we take this process forward tomorrow. It's really not about that. We don't want anybody to justify anything, but if there's clear misunderstanding on our side or misinformation or misleading, then you need to bring it to us so that it influences the way forward. Because we must take take a decision on the way forward. Let me allow you, Peko, to respond. I see you want to respond. Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chair. We've taken note of the issues raised by members and would ensure that they are attended to from our side when we come back, and also the issue that has been raised regarding the 38 mentally challenged persons. We would ensure that we do that within the 7 days that has been provided here. What is it that we're doing about it, or what is it that we are planning to do, or what is it that we have done? But, Chair, I've also taken note of some of the issues raised, particularly by Member Sele. If you read further, there is a response provided regarding this matter, the expired medicine. If you read further down, it may not be adequate. If it's not, we would ensure that we provide a satisfactory response to that. Also, the matter that was raised by Mamwini, if you read further down, there is something that indicates that there's something that has been done regarding the issues that she raised. But in the event where the response provided is not satisfactory, would ensure that we provide adequate information to the committee. Thank you very much.
Follow-up, Chair. I will allow members to follow up. Judge, you and your team are going to respond to some of these things. But part of your response must answer this question, Judge. You know, the reason we bring you here is for you to say to us, if A, B, and C are not done tomorrow, when I say tomorrow, I'm talking about if these things are not done urgently, we run the risk of being hauled before the courts of law and also the court of public opinion because we are failing in our human rights obligations. So we want to know what are those things. You need to say to us, you know, Chair, currently the state of torture in there is so bad that this is going to happen, or the state of beating up. Those are the type of things that members are saying. So we want you to tell us what is the state of affairs in correctional services. Otherwise, why do you exist? Otherwise, why do you exist? I don't know why we must fight for them if they can't justify their existence. I think that is the point. So you'll have to respond to that. But I'll take a last round from members, and then we'll allow the inspecting judge and his team to respond. I note Baba Max. Really, it's in terms of how do we take the process forward rather than complaining. But if you want to use an example or two, you're more than welcome, Max. And then justify your existence, respecting that.
Thank you.
I just want to know, with regards to this report on page 11, for instance, an example, is that on top,
11,
yes, you indicate there 14 to 2013, HCC confirmed that renovations would be completed by 28th of February 2013. Inspectorate is referred by the Air Commissioner regarding staffing. Now, is that thing complied with? What step is in place to check whether they complied with a particular promise? And then next to it, just below it, there's a couple of these things in the indications in the report. ICCV to monitor. For how long will the ICCV monitor this thing? Then if you go on, then you will see at page 71, but there's other pages as well, where you indicate none. Now, none means, oh, I just want to know, is it not proper or more prudent to indicate that the issue is being satisfactorily addressed, or whatever the case will be, instead of none? You understand? What does none mean? Yeah. So if a layperson look at this, there's none. Outstanding issues, none, but there were queries, actions taken, whatever, and issues
be satisfactorily or properly addressed, whatever wording you might deem appropriate in the circumstances. So, thank you, Chair. I just wanted to point those out and make the proposals. Thanks.
Ongwenya, and then we'll allow the... And Baba Tsahele, I said to the last one, he said, but we'll allow you because... yeah, she said, Malango 12. Past 12 already.
Yeah.
Okay, Mamgwenya, yeah. Then go.
Thank you, Chairperson. You know, Chair, we are politicians. We want the department when respond to us. They must respond ngendlela nami okuyikuthi are able to talk to the people outside. If ubaba ubanza no from this earth ethi ikhona impendulo la. Siyayibona lento ayiphendulela. But we are saying as this committee, we are not satisfied the way the department is responding the report. It's not full. We are presenting people outside there. We want also the people when we explain to them about the death of the inmate inside or the ward that have been assaulted outside. Get a clear report from them and the response that a person is going to be satisfied. If this the response of the department doesn't make us to be satisfied as members, how more about people outside there? Their response is the response of responding anyhow. We don't want that, Chairperson. That's what we mean here. It's not to say we don't see that they did respond. But we cannot have a response just that is like this. We're still investigating. What is that, Chairperson? We're sick and tired of that. We want a thoroughly respond from the department, seeing that also we'll able to respond to our people outside there. Thank you, Chairperson.
What was that?
No, thanks, Chair. you see, Chair, Honorable Win is correct. We saw the response. But the question that still lingers on me, how come this was seen by the ICCV, not by the people that are assigned the duties to be in the clinics or the hospitals? That's the question that we need to answer. And also to check whether the medicine that we are talking about, was it bought expired or not? These are the questions that we are asking. Thanks.
Infecting does you when I say infecting does, I'm talking to the collective. What is clear is that members are saying that there's going to be an interaction between yourselves and DCS and ourselves on the basis of these reports. And therefore the integrity of the information here will either make or break you. We're going to ask DCS to respond to these things. I think that's one of the messages that are coming out. Peku, you've been here, and that is why you and Grant are here, so that you get a sentiment. It is not us. It is the report that's coming out, and when you come here, you'll understand the report, because clearly these matters, some of them are just too grave, not for us to take seriously. As Mama Gwenya is saying, we must respond to the public tomorrow on some of these matters. The other issues that are being raised, and you must comment on that, the other one raised by Baba Ndlovu is, are you satisfied that your initial complaint or notification to the department has substance? Because if you're not asking me anything, I will not answer you also. Does it have substance? That's the second part. And then on the basis of your answer, I think we're going to have to find a three-way department besides the staff people that you've confirmed to give to Baba Abraham. I would assume he'd want to use that in his debate. So it's in your interest to give him some of that information. Baba Abraham, we're not going to write, but you guys will talk to the department, Grant, and they may have heard the issue that you've raised. Just one last question. I think our colleague is a backup from Legal Aid. Is that correct? Now, it's not really your turn here today, but I'm surprised that the inspecting judge never says to us that part of the complaints from inmates is because they're not getting legal assistance. Wherever Mam Gwenya and I and anybody goes to, 90% of inmates, when you ask them, what's your problem? We don't get any legal something. If you gave us that, we are able to say to the legal aid guys, on page 28, it says that, no, if you need an example, there isn't a page 28. On page 28, they are talking about, inmate so-and-so, that is whatever. Then we ask you to respond. So, Mr. Carroll, sir, and judge, I'm just making an observation that I find it very strange that your reports don't talk to the lack of legal access, unless I've not picked it up in the report. If it's in this report, then we want to point the finger to legal aid and say to you, but guys, you're hearing what an independent somebody is saying. Go and fix it up, or why are you not fixing it up? I'm just raising those issues, Judge. We'll allow you the last hand, but our proposal is going to be probably in line of this meeting continuing further. Judge, Carol, sir, you guys have the last word on any of these issues, but you understand what it is, where we want to go to.
Mr. Chair, members, the most frustrating aspect with our relationship with the department is the time frame in which the department takes to finalize the investigation report. It takes forever, and we don't understand. When we do the same an investigation on the same matter, it will take us 14 days. It can take the department a month or even 6 weeks. That is for us strange, and it frustrates us, because if we don't receive their report, then we're not looking at both sides to make clear recommendations. That is on the question, what is one of our most frustrating aspects in the department. Secondly, the quarterly report is basically a summary of what transpired during the quarter. It is almost impossible to put in writing everything that we've done. If we must, for every matter, for every complaint, for every investigation, for every inspection, there is a file, a specific file for each case. And it is in the same context that we would have a file to prepare a case for a court case, a document. In other words, there's detail in that file. And when we communicate with the department, we give them the detail of our findings. This is only a summary. It's impossible to give all the details what is in that file. It will take us stacks and stacks of pages if we must go into detail. Then, together with that, we are very, very aware that ultimately this document becomes the property of public. It's in the public domain. And as CEO and as management, when we present this report, we have a responsibility to protect the integrity of the inspecting judge, besides the office of the inspecting judge, but the inspecting judge as a person. So if you put something here and I cannot substantiate it, if I cannot stand or fall with it, then when we prepare our report, I will ask legal services to withdraw information. So things in this report I can guarantee. And I really look forward to meeting with the department. We will bring all those files that day, show you letters, show you the detail of our discussions, correspondence, and then we will prove beyond doubt that our report is authentic and there is a reason for our existence, because if we don't report this matter, no one else is going to report it. The department in itself, with all due respect, will not necessarily report it. One of our findings is also the shortage of professional people in the department that really hampers rehabilitation, health care, and all those issues, social workers in our inspections, it is, I almost want to say it is really, there's almost a crisis out there. The big need for filling the vacancies of professional people. To Advocate Max, the one on the nun, that is under a column that says documents outstanding.
I understand that.
Meaning that there's no documents outstanding.
But there is a problem being solved.
In some cases, the file has been closed. In other cases, the file has not been closed. But what that column says is that the department adhered to our request by forwarding us all the documents. The column before that will indicate if the file, if the matter has been finalized or not. Monitoring of how long does the monitoring by ANCCB stay? It is also frustrating for us when the department tells us that the renovations will be done in due course, not indicating a specific date. I'm just making an example. Or you will receive the report once the investigation is done, not giving us a date. The monitoring by the ICCB basically means there that the ICCB should go back and try and determine what is the date, get that information and send it to us. That's for some of the answers. But in conclusion, Mr. Chair, we really look forward to that meeting with the department. We will come prepared with our files, and I trust that we will find a amicable solution in how we can deal with some of these challenges. Thank you, sir.
Are you supporting the proposal of playing out somebody that said we need a three-way?
100%, sir. Please.
Anything from your side, sir?
There's something which really worries me. I think in March this year, we're invited by the High Commissioner to attend a workshop which DCS, the National Management Committee, had at Sheraton Hotel. The issue there, which they spoke about, was the budget and funding. The lady who is the head of the finance gave a report what cuts have been made and what the government, the treasury, has told them. They must cut down their budget and so on and so on. So they came to us to respond. We told them that we've been out of funds, and they made it clear, perfectly clear, that there's no money. So I don't know with all these things we're talking about here. I mean, they told us quite clearly that there's no money. So I don't know. Because all these things, they involve around finance. That's all I want to say.
No, I agree. That's why I said when I opened up that was the sentiment we got when we spoke to Ms. Mareka and her team during the budget vote, that look, we were all asked to cut. And that is why we need to have this discussion. But I think the sentiment for members is that, we won't have to find a slot where we try and look at the coexistence of the department and JICS in terms of all of us challenging and addressing the same challenge. All of us are on the same side. But if we work in the fashion that you can't get staff because we're not filling our vacancies, or you're not getting money because it's something that we'd have to discuss. And that is why I want to repeat, if you were in the budget debate, we would have had this debate. When they were saying it to us, you would be sitting next door. But unfortunately, it's something that didn't happen. We'll take it forward. So we will try and set that up between Cindy. We'll find a slot where we have a three-way endowment. I think, members, that's how it's going to be. Munir Abraham, you'll get whatever information you require for whatever you need before the budget. As for us, thank you very much, Judge, and your team, and also to Peku and to Grant. But, Munir Abraham, you want to say something? After you've said it, we will formally adjourn the meeting.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, the fact that we are going to find a slot where the different parties can all sit around the same table, shall I say, does not mean that the department must look at it as a reprieve. The department must look at this document, the report of the inspecting judge, and before that meeting takes place, Chair, give us responses on what they've done about these issues. Well, what happens, Chair, is that this disappears in the sand. We don't know what they've done. Maybe they have no intention of doing anything. So we need to know, Chair, what has been done, especially in respect of this entire report. Every issue contained in this report. There are certain issues where the judge reports that certain things have happened, but where there's been nothing, this must not be seen as a reprieve for a couple of days or weeks until we all get together, Chair. There must be continuous action as to the delivery on what has been put in this report, sir. Thank you.
Chairperson?
Yes, Mr. Dabo?
I will take it just a second. I want to differ with my colleague here.
Which colleague? The last speaker.
The last speaker.
Yeah.
If I had Mr. Curran, so when he said that everything that has been in this report has been referred to the department. Therefore, when this three-way meeting will be saying, what is the problem? Because we have the report. There is no need for them to write to us now. We just want to know the problem. That's it. Because if we ask them to write now, there will be no need of a meeting. And we will never know where the problem lies. We want to get the root of the problem, sir. Because he said they have given him the report, and they never responded to the report. Therefore, if we ask them to write to us, they will write to us, and then what happens? They won't come because they've got their responses. That is why I wanted to play devil's advocate by saying, your report is not talking to what we're supposed to respond to. That is why we're not writing anything to you. I was playing a devil's advocate. They may say that. They may say that you didn't give us a time frame. We don't even know. How long you want us to report? When do you want us to report? Did you give us a time frame? Did you say when I write in January, you want it by end of January? You didn't say that. All those things. There are so many things that can happen. But let us not open a loophole for either of them to engage us without seeing each other. Because they have got the report, now we are saying, this report does not speak to us. Can we talk about the problem? Where is the problem? That is why I differ with my colleague. Thanks.
I think we agree. The only thing we need to agree upon from a time frame point of view, I was asking Cindy now, because you know our diary gets full. Every time we meet, we pick up another emergency that we must discuss. But our next quarterly, can I suggest to members that our next quarterly, we're having the DCS on the 5th. But beyond the DCS, instead of having a quarterly, whether it's yours or DCS, we have a joint one.
Yeah.
And the basis of that discussion, in the main, will be this report. So even if it's 6 months old, but it will be this report. So that, Peku, you know that when we have that discussion, don't be surprised when we refer to page 10 of this report. And also in your own preparation, you'll be trying to answer some of these questions as Mr. Dobu will say. Is that okay? No, we're saying this report is here. We are saying on the 5th you are coming to us. That one is business as usual. The next quarterly, I don't know if it will be the operations or days or whoever, but the next time we meet in what we call a quarterly, it will be joint. And the agenda will be the financial report ending 31st of March of the inspecting judge. Okay. All right. Members, we finally adjourn our meeting. We don't meet next week?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
No, we meet on the 5th with the quarterly for correctional service.